My name is Jason Dogwitz, and I'm a master's student at the University of Massachusetts. Growing grass on putting greens has become an increased challenge to most practitioners. Height of cut are near or below 3.2 millimeters. Greens are typically double cut and rolled on a daily basis, and often they are starved of nutrients and irrigation to increase ball roll. And there is a high amount of traffic on most putting greens. Traffic can be defined as the combination of wear and soil compaction. Soil compaction is the rearrangement of soil particles, reducing pore space. Wear pertains to the above ground portion of the plant, and it is the crushing of leaf tissue, and it is immediate. It appears as black discoloration, then chlorosis, and then eventually necrosis. Here we are looking at some previous research done by Sherman and Beard, 1975, in Brosnan more recently. Sherman and Beard looked at cool season wear tolerance. They looked at Kentucky bluegrass, ryegrass, tall fescue, fine fescue, red fescue, and rough bluegrass. Brosnan looked within bluegrass, and what I wanted to show with this slide is that basically the unifying thing with all of this research was that plant mechanisms were highly correlated with wear tolerance. This slide is just to show that perennial ryegrass is wear tolerant and that annual bluegrass and rough bluegrass are wear intolerant. But we do not know the wear tolerance and mechanisms. It is very limited within Agrestis species and genotypes. So if we go back to that situation I was talking about with most greens, we have two species. We have the velvets and we have creeping bent grass. And we do not know which of the two bent grasses are more wear tolerant, and we do not know what mechanisms make them wear tolerant. So that leads us to our first objective, is to evaluate the overall wear tolerance among genotypes of creeping bent grass and velvet bent grass, and second, to identify specific plant factors associated with wear tolerance. Let's first look at objective number one. Field research was conducted at the Joseph Terrell Research Center in South Deerfield, Massachusetts. We looked at the 2003 NTEP bentgrass green test. The greens were maintained at a height of cut of 3.2 millimeters. It was a USGA root zone. The greens received irrigation to prevent stress. There was 27 genotypes in total. 20 of them were creeping bentgrass and 7 were velvet bentgrass. The experimental design was a randomized complete block with 3 replicates. The wear simulator was a Toro flex mower fitted with a grooming brush. If we look at this slide here, this differential slip wear apparatus was developed by Canaway in 1976. It's very aggressive, as you can see here, and it's typically used for simulating wear on sports field. We decided to go with a gentler wear application, and we used this Toro flex mower with a brush set at a free floating position on the front of it. We applied 50 passes on October 28th, and then we did a visual wear injury rating 5 days after treatment. The top 7 wear tolerant and intolerant genotypes were then selected. Just to quickly go over our visual wear injury rating scale. 1 indicated 100% injury, 9 was no injury, and 6 was minimal accepted injury. If you look here at this photo, here's a test plot right here, 1 meter by 2 meters, and you can see that this genotype is tolerant as compared to this intolerant genotype. Here's where the wear was applied, 50 passes, and here again you can see another wear tolerant genotype. This is a velvet, this is a velvet, this is a creeper. If we look at the statistics here, if we go back to my opening slide there about what our objectives were, our overall wear tolerance and aggressiveness was between 2.2 and 7.1 with an LSD of 0.95. The wear tolerant velvets range from 4.8 to 7.1, and wear tolerant creepers range from 2.2 to 3.6. And as if you look here, even the highest rated creeper is statistically lower than the lowest rated velvet. So we partitioned them into 2 groups. We had the wear tolerant velvets and we had the wear intolerant creepers here. So that leads us into our second objective, which is to identify specific plant factors, wear mechanisms associated with wear tolerance. 14 genotypes, 7 velvets, and 7 creepers were evaluated in the greenhouse in 2006 and 2007. They were established from seed in the spring and vegetative plugs in the fall from the field. The experimental design was a randomized complete block, 4 replicates for the seeded and 3 for plugs. And they were all established in unmowed space plantings. Here is the slant tubes. They were grown in the slant tubes under optimum conditions for 8 weeks and then harvested. And here is the evaluation parameters that we used. The whole plant characteristics were tiller density, crown type, shoot moisture content, verdure, and the leaf characteristics were leaf numbers per shoot, leaf width, leaf angle, and total cell wall content. Percentage of NDF told us the total cell wall content, percentage of ADF, acid detergent, told us the lignocellulose percentage, and the difference between the two told us the hemicellulose. Our statistical analysis was as follows. The effects due to a genotype were tested. Genotype sum of squares was partitioned to test for differences between velvets and creepers, differences within species and among velvets, and creeping bankrupt genotypes was tested, and correlation analysis was performed to investigate relationships between wear tolerance and plant factors, plant characteristics. Here are our results. Differences were detected for most plant characteristics. No significant differences were detected between Agrustis genotypes, especially with leaf strength, leaf width, and number of leaves per shoot. We're going to look at a portion of our results here, the 2006 field results. I'm just going to set up this table here. Here are the effects due to genotype, difference between creeping and velvet, differences among velvets and among creeping, velvet means, creeping means, velvet range, and creeping range. And then if we were to look at the total cell wall, lignocellulose, and hemicellulose, we can see here that the velvets have superior, higher percentage of both total cell wall, lignocellulose, and hemicellulose. Here again, when we look at the table is set up exactly the same way. If we look at whole plant characteristics, tiller density is much higher, is statistically higher for the velvets with 220 average tillers compared to 90 with the creepers. And if we look over here at crown type was measured using 4 as vertical crown type, 3 as semi-vertical crown type, 2 as semi-horizontal crown type, and 1 as horizontal. So if we look at the averages, velvets were a 3.3 and the creepers were 1.29. So velvets typically were more of an upright orientation, where the creepers had a more of a horizontal or a prostate growth habit. I'm just going to set this up here. On the horizontal axis, we have total cell wall content. And on the vertical, we have wear rating. If you look here, velvets are in blue, creepers are in red, and the percentage of total cell wall content for creepers is grouped here in the lower with a low wear rating. Here's the minimal acceptable, and the majority of velvets are above the wear rating and with a higher total cell wall percentage. Outside of this one genotype here, which is SR7200. This table summarizes the significant correlations. If we look here at the positive 12 significant correlations, we have that density, crown type, and total cell wall content were highly correlated to wear tolerance. In conclusion, wear-tolerant genotypes exhibited higher shoot density. So you could think of it as they are able to protect their crowns. Greater total cell wall content and cell wall constitutes, vertical tiller crown type, and vertical leaf growth habit. So they are able to withstand the wear of both foot and machinery by protecting their crowns. 90% of the total variation in Agrustis wear tolerance had to do with total cell wall content and hemicellulose. I'd like to thank the New England Regional Turf Evaluation Foundation, Turf Pro Foundation, and I'd like to thank my members of my thesis committee, which was Dr. Ebden, Dr. Dest, and Dr. DaCosta. Any questions? Yes, sir, go right ahead.
Was your initial screening on the NTEP trial an approved ancillary test? Was your initial screening and use of the NTEP material an approved ancillary test through
NTEP? The question was our initial screening approved by NTEP? And to be honest with you, I do not know the answer to that question. It's a fair question, but I do not know the answer.
We actually don't have more time right now. We'll just take questions at break time in a little bit. Thank you.
Thank you.